From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Monday, June 16th. Thousands of dissenters gathered in downtown Chico Saturday for No King's Day. NSPR's Ken Duvall was there and has more.
People united will never be defeated.
About 3,000 protesters were assembled in a long line stretching for blocks throughout downtown Chico. Some dissenters carried signs, others American flags. The march echoed more than 1,800 others in towns and cities across the country. One demonstrator, who chose to go by her first name, Marsha, said she was most concerned about immigration.
I'm so angry about what's going on with both the immigration situation. I've got family of friends that are Hispanic, that are citizens, but they won't even take their children out.
She said she was also appalled by what happened to U.S. Senator Alex Padilla last week. He was taken to the ground and handcuffed at a press conference held by Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. No security was needed in the Chico March. The demonstration was boisterous but orderly, and there was virtually no police presence. For NSPR News, I'm Kendall Ball.
California has made over $100 million in grant funding available to help pay the mortgages of people impacted by natural disasters. As NSPR's Eric Adams reports, that includes two recent fires in the North State.
This week, applications for the new CalAssist Mortgage Fund open to the public. The money is distributed by the California Housing Finance Agency to residents whose homes were destroyed or made unlivable by a natural disaster, including wildfires. The disaster has to have been since the beginning of 2023 and includes the Park and Thompson fires, as well as several winter storms. Recipients of the funds will get 3 months of mortgage payments, up to $20,000. The grants do not need to be repaid, and applications are free. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
Find a link to the application at mynspr.org. In other news, the North State Symphony has a new director. Chico State has announced Mahina Gannett as the new director of Chico Performances and Symphony. The university calls Gannett a recognized figure in the city arts scene and says she brings experience with international music touring, festival production, and business management. North State Symphony has posted its schedule for the season, and Chico Performances will announce its schedule in July. And as fire season kicks off, evacuations may soon be a reality for North State residents. It might be easy to imagine simply hopping into your vehicle and driving to safety, but NSPR's Eric Adams reports some North State fire survivors say there's a key thing to do to make that possible.
Keep gas in your tank. If you don't, all your work to get ready for an evacuation could become useless. Long, rural roads don't always have gas stations available, and past disasters have shown that if you do find one, it could be packed with other people filling up. Wayne Rathy lost his home in the Dixie Fire. He says having enough gas is something he watches closely.
Never let your car get below half a tank, because you don't know what's going to happen in an emergency that you need to get someplace.
And officials agree. CAL FIRE says at least half a tank is the amount needed to be prepared. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
Also, the amount of time Shasta County staff has spent in board supervisors' meetings has more than doubled since 2018. That's according to the Reading Record Searchlight, which found supervisors and county staff has spent the equivalent of 6.5 days in board meetings so far this year. Former county supervisor Tim Garman says longer meetings come with increased scrutiny and interest in county politics. He says it began during the COVID-19 lockdowns and that much of the interest comes from the public's hatred and frustration. Public comment during Shasta County Board of Supervisors meetings has often become heated and can last for hours. And finally, Butte County health officials are reminding drivers about new federal car seat regulations. The updated safety standards will go into effect June 30th for all car seats sold in the U.S. They focus on enhancing protection during side impact collisions. The deadline for compliance is December 5th, 2026, and all car seats sold after that must meet the new standards. A free car seat checkup will be held at Feather River Tribal Health in Oroville on June 24th. Certified technicians will inspect your car seat. appointments are encouraged. And those were your headlines for Monday, June 16th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.